The commute to work is no tougher than usual for New Yorkers this morning. The nation's largest transit system is running, and threats of a strike are over. Just as the evening rush hour died down yesterday, officials from the Transport Workers Union and the state's transit authority announced they'd agreed to a new 3-year contract. From member station WNYC, Cindy Rodriguez prepared this report.
We wish every New Yorker a Merry Christmas.
With that, Union President Roger Toussaint announced the agreement that came 19 hours after a midnight strike deadline. On the podium at the Midtown Manhattan Hotel where the talks took place, Toussaint embraced Transit Authority Chairman Peter Calico, who said the agreement marked a turning point in the relationship between the authority and its unions.
We want to go from confrontation to cooperation. We want our members and our workers to have health care. We want our members to get wages and improvements based on productivity. And most of all, we want our workers to be treated with dignity.
The agreement means workers will receive a $1,000 lump sum payment during the first year of the contract and 3% pay raises for the second and third years. Though the pay raises are far below the 8% Toussaint had originally demanded, the lump sum cash payments allow him to save face. Toussaint had promised workers that he would not settle for an agreement that did not include a pay increase in all 3 years, and transit officials had stood firm on no pay raises for the first year. Workers also won health coverage and pension concessions and revisions which make disciplinary procedures less stringent. Mayor Michael Bloomberg thanked both sides for their hard work.
When the negotiations got tough, they stayed at the table negotiating rather than going out on strike, and that's exactly what you'd like them to do. And I'm sure they would have liked more and the MTA would have liked less, but that's what a negotiation is.
But some transit workers aren't certain the deal is in their best interest, especially since the pay raises are being linked to worker productivity. Subway driver David Kirkland marched across the Brooklyn Bridge to City Hall yesterday to take part in a union rally. He says he already feels like he's stretched too thin.
Two guys are doing the work of what three guys used to do. When you're done with the run, they hardly give you any time. You get about a 10-minute break and you're back on that line again.
At the Times Square subway station, a train conductor who would not give his name was hearing about the wage increases for the first time.
I said, if that's the deal, that doesn't sound too good to me. As far as I'm concerned, you know, it should be better than that. That's all I'm saying.
Many of the riders, though, were pleased to hear the threat of a strike had come to an end. Lisa Sigmund is a school teacher in Manhattan. She lives in Queens and travels to work by subway. With a suitcase in hand, she was heading home for the night.
I work on 94th Street, so I stayed on a friend's couch last night and would have stayed there again, except that now the strike has been, I assume, called off since they have a tentative agreement. So me and my bag are glad to be heading home.
A vote on the agreement by the union rank-and-file members is expected after the holiday season. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.